Next up is agenda item four. That is PR 2021-005684, Major Plat 2025-00017. It's a request for major preliminary plat submitted by Bohannon Houston Inc., Michael Blaskovitz, and Kimberly Ligon as agents for MDS Investments LLC, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot Track 25, Mesa del Sol Innovation Park, zoned PC and located at 2501 Bobby Foster Road Southeast between University, Eastman Crossing, and Bobby Foster Road. And that contains approximately 6.4638 acres. Mr. Blaskovitz, we just swore you in, but since this is a different matter, if you could redo it, could you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Absolutely. Mike Blaskovitz with Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. Please present the project.
That one looks right. The track 25 is the southwest corner of University Boulevard and Eastman, and Mesa del Sol is intending to subdivide it in anticipation of future site plan developments and purchasing of or selling of land for future development. The sites themselves are unknown or in their very conceptual stages at this time and will be ultimately submitted to the DFT for future review and approval. This piece of a platting effort is simply just to subdivide that in anticipation of those subsequent DFT submission packages. The infrastructure list and the infrastructure associated with the site along University Boulevard as well as Eastman has some roadway improvements that are necessary, and so there was a need for an infrastructure list, which resulted in the major platting action.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
The only other item is that there is existing water and sewer within Eastman that is tappable, and there are two existing sewer services that were anticipated when University Boulevard sewer line was built. That are positioned such that to draw service for tracks 25A and 25B. And then I would assume upon a future site plan effort that the actual domestic water service for 25A could potentially be completed based off of that effort. But that's...
Okay. Thank you for that information. Let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item four. It's a request for a major preliminary plat at 2501 Bobby Foster Southeast. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item four. Last call for public comment on agenda item four. Okay, Mr. Blaskovitz, doesn't appear there's any public comment. We'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you'd please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so we had a sketch plat comments that requested that they put a availability request in. We did, however, sign off on a form PLT, so that was our oversight. I did want to get that in prior, so I'm trying to figure out how to move forward with that consideration. I would like to get an availability request to identify any improvements that the Water Authority would deem necessary for this. We haven't had the opportunity to, you know, do some research and just see what would be necessary, as there are corridors being, you know, presented as needing water and sewer for this plat. So I don't know if we can make it a condition that an infrastructure list could be modified, you know, at a future date when we get that availability request. At this point, I would want to ensure that that we had that opportunity to take a look at that.
Yeah. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. I see he has his hand raised. Jay Rodenbeck, if you please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
All right, thank you. So David, this is just so you we're all on the same page here. This is a major preliminary plat, and we're going to be coming back later for a final. I think what I mean, we could condition it or have a finding for that, but it need to be tied by date in some way to either before the submittal of the final plat or prior to final sign off, perhaps the final plat, but yeah, I think we could condition a revised infrastructure list, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mr. Blaskowitz, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, my only thought is that the fact that these tracks need to come back to the DFT and there being an opportunity to request infrastructure when the actual site and development is known. At this time, my availability request wouldn't be clear because I don't have a sense of what the size, the construction, the Fire One essentially components that we would put together that are associated with these three sites. That typically comes at when a site plan and a development is actually known, and that would further inform the request for availability, whereas I don't have the ability to be able to give a formal request of availability or serviceability with speculation of what I would propose. And it seems at the DFT stage that there could be infrastructure that would be required at that point in order to be able to support whatever the development actually shakes out to be.
Mr. Rodenbeck, go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note, Mike, the only question I would have, if you're tying infrastructure to site development rather than platting, we'll just need to make sure that, if it is tied to a site plan, if it's just determined that it can be tied to a site plan, that it go through DFT, because the Water Authority, if they have any public infrastructure requirements, they have to catch them at the site plan DFT stage, because they don't have any review directly, at least, of the building permits. And if it goes through an administrative site plan that doesn't see us for DFT, then they'd have limited exposure, I think, to review. And
Yeah.
David can jump in here and clarify anything that I said, because I'm kind of speaking for him here. But I just want to clarify that, if we do decide to kick the can down the road for infrastructure that the Water Authority needs, and it's not tied to a future plat and it's tied to site development, that site plan would have to either go through, EPC, and we see it for final sign off per condition from the EPC, or it'd need to be tied to a site plan administrative DFT. We need to make sure that, and maybe we could, maybe, there could be language crafted in the notice of decision through a finding or condition that, address that, probably through a finding. But I just want to make it clear that, if it's site development related infrastructure, if it's tied to site development, it would need to be a site plan admin DFT most likely.
What do you think, Mr. Blaskowitz?
That I think the way that these parcels are and have been developed from the beginning out at Mesa del Sol, they all have to go through that DFT process. And I think that kind of lends itself to an opportunity to have that requirement at that time. Is there a scenario where this site wouldn't go through the formal DFT process that I'm not thinking of?
Go ahead, Mr. Rudenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So Mike, I mean, if it's a commercial development less than 50,000, I mean, we have thresholds where we'll automatically review site plans that come in. But the tricky thing is, if a future applicant doesn't know to go through us, it's possible that they can slip through if our zoning section and code enforcement doesn't catch it and they don't know to notify us that this needs to go through a site plan administrative DFT. If it's over 50,000 square feet of future development on a site, if it's you're talking about more than 50 multifamily residential units, if it's over 5 acres in size, that should trigger it. But it it's just there. I'm just making it clear that, as long as we see it at EFT, we can, tack on public infrastructure requirements for that development. But if it slips past us, or if we don't get it, if it goes direct, I mean, there's another site plan administrative zoning process, but I don't know how vigorously that's being enforced. And on top, even if it is, I don't believe the Water Authority, I don't believe, has any review of anything that goes through that process, through zoning. So at least of the building permit.
Yeah.
My,
It's oh, go ahead.
I guess my other comment would be, the need to get service is there's a requirement to get a water and sewer availability statement, and at the time of understanding what the site development is, the use, the demand, whatever that's necessary, and at that time, there's another opportunity to be able to request the need for any additional infrastructure independent of having to go through a formal DFT process. So they're involved in order for the end user to ultimately get a meter in some way, shape, or form. And then the last piece that I wanted to note was note number 8 on the current plat. It notes installation of public water and sewer lines may be required as a condition of future development approval and at no net cost to the Water Authority once the water service, fire protection, and sanitary sewer service requirements of any future development is known. And that note then carries with the land sale of the tract, and that comes up in title. And so the need to then further coordinate with the Water Authority upon subsequent and known development gives that opportunity for the Water Authority to request any additional infrastructure if they needed it at that time.
What do you think, Mr. Gutierrez?
Yeah, just spinning my wheels here. I think if we could agree to this, Mike, we could probably maybe hash it out outside of this meeting so we're not wasting everyone's time. But if we can condition it stating, hey, an agreeable infrastructure list will need to be finalized. And I do want to get the availability request in because we have to provide access to water and sewer for all of the lots. So if we could get that in, get it in as soon as you can so we can address it. But I think the infrastructure list is the key, just to state that we'll need to, hash that out before anything moves forward. So I think I could that work if you're agreeable with that.
Yeah, let's talk about that because the request, and we can talk about outside of the meeting, and the request always becomes the challenge because typically requires a Fire One plan. We don't have a site. We don't know what each one of these parcels is ultimately going to be. So really giving your guys and your team a demand, a fire flow, anything that information that you typically work to prepare those availability statements off of is a bit of a challenge just off the initial onset. So, but we could continue to talk through that piece. I know the need to be able to work towards a recorded plat to kind of jump into any of the next levels associated with this is an emphasis that the landowner wants to move forward on. So, waiting for an availability statement potentially might, depending on how long those are taken these days, might pose some challenges.
What about the idea of a condition that any I don't know what the trigger would be, application for building permit must first go through site plan DFT or something like that, and then we and then it's sure to get in front of water authority if it goes through DFT, right? Can we do
Oh,
something like
that's
that?
correct, sir. Yeah, Mr. Here, I'm jumping in. Sorry, Mr. Here, so this is Jay Rodenbach. Yeah, if they have to go through a site plan administrative DFT, it'll 100% go through water authority review.
Would something like that be amenable? It sounds like you were expecting to do that anyway, right, Mr. Blaskovitz?
Yeah, it feels like the majority of the projects out here have to go through a very specific process, whether it's ARC or then ultimately DFT. And maybe I'm missing the threshold that Jay had mentioned. And I was automatically assuming that they were going to go through that similar process and that we would be back, whoever the end user, they might not use us as their engineer, would ultimately come back to this effort and submit as they would a typical project, that, especially all the ones that we've seen out there. But I that threshold that Jay had mentioned seemed I didn't recall that one, so thanks for mentioning that. So since I was assuming that, I would assume that that would make the most sense.
Yeah, Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbach.
How do you do that though on the
So
plat?
yeah, as far as DFT requirements for future site development, if the applicant was amenable to some sort of maybe a note on the plat re requiring future developments on tracked on track the on the tracks, go to through a site plan administrative DFT process as part of the as part of the site plan administrative process. Maybe we could craft language like that. I think this would be something that the applicant would have to be agreeable to as some sort of a note. I mean, so the site plan administrative process is very detailed in the IDO. We have an internal procedural requirement that if they're of a certain size and type, that they go to our DFT staff for administrative review rather than our zoning staff and code enforcement. I mean, it's a procedural requirement. It's not detailed in the IDO. DFT staff or the formal D or former formal sorry, formerly DRB staff. And so we, because of the infrastructure requirements that we have to review for major projects, we review those site plans that exceed a certain threshold. But in this case, we don't know what future development's going in there. All we know is that unless there's a governing site plan EPC for site development that covers that, those tracks, which I don't believe there are, there would be a site plan administrative, application that would need to be submitted. It's just that, it's not detailed in the IDO that it needs to go to DFT, but maybe if there was some sort of a note on the plat, I could see that. It needs to be detailed though. I think both in the notice maybe as a finding that and then in on as a plat note as well. I know I've seen that in the past with more with plans for like site plans for building permit, but we could perhaps have a plat note. I just know that I need it. Mr. Biazar is not here. I would want to run that by him, and let me see if I can get a hold of him and bring him in here. I think I'd want to run that question by him about the plat note. I'm trying to find a way, like, for future development that, the water authorities ensure that they're going to be able to review it. And I know we could. It's possible potentially to add a note about this, but I don't know if this is something procedurally that that we should do. Let me see if I can get a hold of Mr. Beazar and bring him in here.
Let's go ahead and do that, and we'll proceed to the other DFT specialty members meanwhile. Thank you. So, Ms. Gutierrez, anything to add before we go to the other DFT members?
No, not right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of March 8th, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. University is a principal arterial and requires 6 foot sidewalk with 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Can you verify what the existing sidewalk width is here? All the other roads you've shown are adequate.
It looks like you're muted there, Mr. Blaskowitz.
I can. It might take me a minute here. You're showing that one. So University Boulevard was recently completed as a part of a work order package that Hewitt Dollars had put together. The sidewalk that was built along that corridor was in conjunction with the overall master plan for Mesa del Sol and was consistent with the street
There's going to be huge
sections.
development on the site.
That improvement was those sidewalk sections. Trying to find that here. I'm close. My apologies. I know it's at least 6 feet along that corridor, and it might be more.
Well, while you look for that, Mr.
Yes.
Velasquez, let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck as he has his
Thank
hand
you.
raised.
Thank you, Mr. Hirnoster. This is Jay Rodenbeck. The city engineer just briefly came in my office and confirmed that he would be okay with the plat note, Mike, if you're okay with it, regarding sending futures requirement. We'll need to come up with language for this, but regarding sending any future site development on the subject property through the site plan administrative DFT application process. We can have a plat note for that.
Great.
I mean, it's just got to come, I believe, from the applicant in
Yeah.
this case for this particular type of.
The note itself, is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can just have a plat note and, and I think we could put a finding in about that too, but you just have to be amenable to that on the record and willing to put some sort of a note on the plat.
And the thought behind that, of course, is just the fact that but like, despite there being a need for us to request a water and sewer availability statement in order for us to get a meter, just in general, this is another opportunity for the water authority to be able to request, I guess, infrastructure or like because they couldn't do that at that time.
David?
Yeah, David at the Water Authority. Mike, I just want to make sure all lots have access to water and sewer as proposed. I don't see that's 100%. So even if we have an infrastructure list that kind of covers it, I think we'll be okay. Maybe we don't identify line size. I don't know. And that's where I'm going. We can hash it out outside of this.
Yeah, and maybe that might be the best case because the infrastructure list actually does include an additional 12-inch water line, and I could show you the exhibit that I had originally put together that was submitted with the sketch plat that shows there's existing two sanitary sewer stubs to the site, and there's an existing 24-inch water line within university. So the only tract that's in question that might have challenges related to water service, both domestic and fire, is the northern tract. But that tract can be served with a future 12-inch water line to be built along the western side of Tract 25, which is currently included within the infrastructure list. So we have that coverage. We have the ability within the infrastructure list to capture that and pull services off of there. Like it's there. It's just I think we're missing the availability statement. And so and maybe being able to talk about that further might, and the fact that it's on the infrastructure list and we're planning on financial guarantee it, that we could simply not even add anything to the plat that talks about, you know, any need for any of that because it would be captured with that effort.
Right.
I could walk you through that.
And so I could elaborate where I'm coming from. I just don't want one of these properties stuck with the bill for the whole infrastructure that we would require. So if we could kind of pinpoint that infrastructure, that's where I'm at. I want to make sure that it's on there, and I think we could work it out outside of this, rather than taking up all the time here.
For
If you're
sure.
agreeable with getting that infrastructure list agreeable, as a finding.
Go ahead,
Yeah.
Mr.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I just want to note, like, I mean, we amend infrastructure lists all the time. Like, it doesn't have to be set in stone with this DHO major preliminary plat
Yeah.
action. I mean, this is something, I mean, we could definitely, we've done this before. We can craft a condition or finding that requires that, you know, that the infrastructure items for the water authority or be fine-tuned, or you know, something that, you know, not using the word fine-tuned, but you know, amended as needed in the future based upon future discussions or something to that effect. I know that that's been done before.
Okay, let's let Mr. Blaskowitz, are you comfortable with that approach? If so, I'd request that the DFT just have some proposed language. We can continue through the rest of the comments.
Makes sense to me, yeah, because I think there's an opportunity for us just to kind of run this to ground and get clarification with David directly showing, you know, the infrastructure list being that there is a 12-inch line in there.
Okay.
This is Jay Rudman. One final thing, I just want to note, like, I mean, if we tie an amended infrastructure list to the plat, do you think this could be worked out, David and Mike, before the final sign-off of the final plat?
Assuming we don't have to do an availability statement, yes. Because the final plat wants to kind of follow this as like assuming I were to get a signed infrastructure list today, the idea is to roll right into the financial guarantee and the IIA, getting that recorded, and then roll right into an final plat approval. And I don't know if the being able to get a s availability statement early next year is kind of where they're tracking, but I could be wrong. I haven't requested one recently, David. I don't know if you guys if where you guys are at in terms of your timing.
Our average turnaround is about 50 days right now, somewhere around there. So I think this one could be easier. It's not very complicated, I don't think. You
No, I don't
never know
either.
what you run into, but
I know.
right.
This is Jay.
So
This is Jay Rohnbeck. I know we need a recorded IIA with the final plat submittal, but I also know that if you have some minor tweaks to the infrastructure list, and some minor tweaks to the IIA during all that, I mean, I know that's been done before. You know, it depends on the significance of the revisions, but you know, I know that's been done before, and I know that, yeah, that's. And but if it can't be worked out through before the final plat, I you know maybe we go back to the site plan administrative DFT plat note for the future site development and tie it to you know any amendments to that. That's where I come out on all this.
well, what do you think, Mr. Blaskowitz?
I think being able to kind of work through some of these and understanding the infrastructure that we have on the infrastructure list, I think solves this problem
Yeah.
in terms of providing access to the site. And I think maybe an exhibit that I could share with Mr. Gutierrez to be able to highlight what exactly these pieces are to ensure that none of these are landlocked, because that's the goal of the infrastructure list as well as the existing infrastructure that we've looked at. None of these sites would be would they would all have service, and it's a 12-inch line that we're proposing, which I think is far and above anything that would be needed within the area. So I think we would be covered, but it's tappable, and we could serve each one of these as necessary. So I'm hopeful that we could work through these outside of the meeting.
Okay, Ms. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. If anything needs to change with the substance of the plat itself, too, with easements that the water authority need, any changes? I mean, I'll just note that if needed after the approval of this plat, there's an amendment process for preliminary plats that go back to DHO. Typically, I would think that, it could be determined to be minor, a minor amendment, in which case, you go through, it'd just be a minor action, and we could get you on, much quicker to a future DHO agenda for an amendment to the plat itself. An amendment to the infrastructure list doesn't need to go through that process. The IL is considered separate from the plat once this gets approved, if this gets approved. And but I mean, these are all possibilities out there for this situation.
Okay, well, let's proceed through the where were we? We've sort of gone so much back and forth on this. Who is the last one that spoke of the DFT? Because
Well,
I want to get through all the DFT comments.
you
We're
guys were
still on
Ernest was waiting on
transportation.
me. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let's go back to Mr. Aramico then with transportation.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for confirmation of the sidewalk width on University.
And I got it. I'm going to share my screen if I may. I'm sharing with you the as-built. This is Hewitt Zollars put together a plan set. It was CPN number 393581. Our site sits here in red. The stationing that's associated with University Boulevard is between 35 plus 00 and 40 plus 00. The associated roadway sections for University Boulevard are noted in this section. I said 35 to 40, excuse me. So that's in here. So that's consistent with this section that you see here. His work order plan set built this side, and there are in fact 10-foot side or 6-foot sidewalks rather along University in this area, which is also consistent with the Level B master plan.
Okay, with that, transportation has no objection.
Great, thank you both. Let's go next to code enforcement. We'll be delivering those comments today.
This is Anthony.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code had no comments or objections to this case. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is Parks and Recreation. I will be delivering those comments.
I will be. Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action. As a general note, there is a proposed planned multi-use trail along the northwest side of University and Bobby Foster on the long-range bike system. So therefore, future development will need to be meet the design standards related to frontage or visibility from trail facilities and the county sports complex. That's the end of the comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions about that, Mr. Blaskowitz?
No, thank you for that.
Thank you. Okay, that takes us to the planning comments. We'll be delivering those today.
I'm going to continue on with the
Thank you, Mr.
planning.
Ibarra. Go ahead.
Mr. Velasquez, can you please confirm that the public drainage easement was reviewed and approved during the prior meeting, DHO meeting?
The vacation of the
Public
public
drainage
drainage,
easement?
the
Yeah.
yeah, the vacation of it, is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, during last meeting on, I believe it was the third,
Third of
it
December.
was in fact approved based off of information that we had provided.
Okay, perfect. That being the case, final plats shall include the list of that vacation granted by the DHO by an exhibit or note. Also, project and application numbers must be added to the plat and infrastructure list. Prior to the final sign-off of the plat, the DHS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. And I gave you instructions on how to do that. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And finally, an infrastructure list was included with this site plan submittal. Before final sign-off of the site plan, a recorded infrastructure improvement agreement based on the infrastructure list must be submitted. And that is the end of the comments. Thank you.
Thank you. If you would please put any proposed conditions in the chat, really appreciate it.
Sure. This is Jay Rodenbach. Just Marcel, don't put that final comment in. This isn't a site plan. This is a plat.
Right, I don't have that. I don't have that as a condition.
Okay.
One second here.
Okay, and so let's see, where did we end up with the Water Authority? Are we going to have a condition proposed on that? Are we just going to tie it to the infrastructure list at the final plat phase?
Yeah, I think a finding, just Mike, if you're agreeable, a finding that the infrastructure list will be worked out, that I think we can hash it out with that. Does that work?
Yeah, let's you and I talk.
Okay. Is that all right with other DFT staff, Ms. Rodenbeck?
Sure.
Okay. So that doesn't need to be a condition then, right? That's just a finding.
David, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Are you proposing a finding?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you. Very good. Anything further, Mr. Blaskowitz?
No. Thank you very much.
Okay, of course. Let's go ahead and make a ruling then on agenda item 4, that is PR 2021-005684, Major Plat 2025-00017. And hereby request the said agenda item with the associated project and application numbers. Excuse me. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the project and application number must be added to the plat and infrastructure list. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve of the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And finally, a finding that an infrastructure list will be agreeable to the Water Authority with the approval. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item 4.
Thank you.